From NPR News, it's Day to Day with Marketplace. And what is with the markets? If they got any happier, they'd trade the opening bell for a fit of the giggles. The Dow's breaking records, and the Chinese stock exchange in Shanghai totally recovered from a mini crash in February. Steve Tripoli from Marketplace. Steve, what is it? Where's all this optimism coming from?
Well, it's coming from every corner of the globe, I'm afraid, Alex. I hate to be such a non-alarmist about this. You know, quick list. You mentioned those stock markets across Asia yesterday, including Australia and New Zealand, record highs. U.S. stock market, 21 of the past 24 sessions, longest stretch in 52 years. This all feeds off good news in economic growth from every continent, including Africa, which often lags. And that's just a partial list.
So you think this is a real deal, some kind of condition that we're in, or is this a quirky little spurt and the roller coaster is going to dip again in a moment?
Well, it's apparently the real deal, at least according to the World Bank's chief economist, Andrew Burns, who I spoke with today. Here's what he says.
This is a very strong period of economic growth throughout the world. What we can say is that we've had 4 years in which developing country growth has exceeded 5%, so that's already an indication that there's something more than just a one-off effect going on here.
So, Steve, what is propelling all this?
Well, it's going to sound obvious, but growth begets growth. And, you know, people are making more and selling more. The selling part raises living standards worldwide. A lot of people join the middle class. That creates more new markets and more economic activity. It's really just, Alex, the virtuous circle out of every economics textbook.
Well, I know you know a lot about virtuous circles, but tell me, how long is this one going to endure?
Well, it can last. I mean, it's not certain it'll last. Andrew Burns at the World Bank tells me that this period of growth has more solid underpinnings than past periods, more good news. Why? Because developing countries are better organized economically. They're not getting in over their heads. Some of them are even retiring debt. So the conditions are in place for a soft landing when all this growth slows down.
Well, what about slowing down? Is there something that will derail it?
Oh, lots of things could derail it. You know, maybe the most plausible is that growth goes a little too fast. There are already signs of that, especially in Asia. That raises the prices of raw materials like oil and metals, and that leads to some inflation, which slows down growth. And some of the scariest scenarios are here in the U.S. Is the housing bust going to be a big drag? Could the subprime lending crisis get worse? Or all the investment money that's floating around the world these days has launched a lot of high-flying deals using debt. Could that debt thing unwind fast and hard if people have to come up with real cash all of a sudden?
You know, Steve, I know there's tremendous growth in Asia, but I also think that there are huge numbers of people left behind and that inequality must seem like some kind of problem.
It is. You're absolutely right. You know, the minority that's dislocated by the world economy is a factor, and world leaders are starting to understand that those folks need shock absorbers to cushion the change they're seeing, or else we're in danger of getting a backlash against this kind of globalization like trade protectionism, and that could slow down all this good news we're hearing for everybody.
Thank you, Steve Tripoli, of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace from American Public Media.